Hey guys, what's up? Welcome. We're going to continue with some active listening tonight. We're going to listen to insurance claims. We've got two customer scenarios going on here. We're going to complete for the, let's say, transactional information like names, telephone numbers, but we're also going to listen to keywords, reason of the call, and discover new vocabulary. From native speakers. We're going to listen to accents. And the latest topic that we've been discussing in customer service was the issue of insurance claims. So let's start with our first customer. The objective is for you guys to listen to the transactional information, keywords, reason for the call. And then I'll take the time to discuss vocabulary, expand on the vocabulary. Let's begin.
Howdy, this is Randy Cooper. I've been wrestling with my health insurance claims, and there's a charge that's got me in a bind. I'm dead certain I didn't go to that specialist they're billing me for. My money's sneaking away, and it's not sitting right with me. Can we figure this out together? I'm concerned about the integrity of my coverage, and I can't fathom how this mix-up happened. That's Randy, Randy, and Cooper is COOPER. My policy ID is 5647-3982-1056-2279. The address on my policy is 633 Birch Lane, Nashville, Tennessee, zip code 37210. Birch is BIRCH. Let me spell out Nashville. It's NASHVILLE. And the number attached to my policy is 615-555-9876. Hit me up if you need more details. Howdy.
Perfect. So it seems that we've got a customer with a southern accent. So let's get to work on this one, team. Could you guys help me with the transactional information first, and then we'll discuss the keywords here that he's mentioning? Okay. Thank you, guys.
Howdy. This is Randy Cooper.
Okay. I think that's pretty simple, straightforward. What's the customer's name, guys?
Randy Cooper.
Randy Cooper, right? So that's
Randy
pretty
Cooper.
Randy Cooper, pretty easy to get there. Randy Cooper, let's continue.
I've been wrestling with my health insurance claims, and there's a charge that's got me in a bind. I'm dead certain I didn't go to that specialist they're billing me for. My money's sneaking away, and it's not sitting right with me. Can we figure this out together? I'm concerned about the integrity of my coverage, and I can't fathom how this mix-up happened. That's Randy, Randy.
Okay, so here the customer's spelling out. So Randy, that's Randy, and that's transaction, right? R-A-N, Nancy D Delta Y Yankee. If you need to key spell it, why not ask the customer? Mr. Customer, can you spell it out, or can you key spell it out for me? Right? Transactional information.
And Cooper is COOPER.
Okay, so he also spells out his last name. So let's put it there. You guys can also answer it on your worksheet. And Cooper is, and he spells it out. Just put it there. Now, policy ID.
My policy ID is 5647.
5647.
Four, seven, seven.
Mr. Customer, can I get that policy number once again, sir?
And Cooper is COOPER. My policy ID is 5647-3.
Okay, 5647, he said, right?
47.
That's right, Mr. Customer.
My policy ID is 5647-3982-1056-2279.
Thank you very much for that, sir. My apologies. Can I please get that policy number once again, sir? Okay, so remember, you're just be polite with the customer. My apologies, sir. All right. My apologies, sir. Could I get the policy number once again? Just a polite statement. Okay, let's listen again.
My policy ID is 5647-3982.
3982. 3982, sir. 3982.
One zero five six two two seven nine.
I see. May I get that again, sir?
My policy ID is 5647-3982. 1056-2279.
1506. Let's get that number again, sir. May I please have it again?
My policy ID is 5647-3982. 1056-2279.
1 0 6. That's getting a little tricky here.
4739821056-2279.
1056. Thank you very much for that, sir. Let me get that once more.
My policy ID is 5647-3982-1056-2279.
2279. 2279. Thank you very much, sir. I got your policy number.
The address on my policy is 633 Birch Lane, Nashville, Tennessee, zip code 37210. Birch is B-I-R-C-H.
Okay, thank you very much for that, sir. May I please have that address once more?
4739821056-2279. The address on my policy is 633 Birch Lane.
633 Birch Lane. Thank you, sir.
Nashville, Tennessee, zip code.
Nashville, right? Did you guys catch that? That city? Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee. And the zip code?
37210.
Thank you so much, sir. 37210. Thank you for providing that zip code, sir. Do appreciate your cooperation.
Birch is B-I-R-C-H.
Thank you for spelling that out, sir. Birch. Appreciate that. Could you spell out the state there, sir? Thank you. The city.
Let me spell out Nashville. It's N-A-S-H-V-I-L-L-E.
Thank you, sir. N-A-S-H-V-I-L-L-E. So that's Nancy Alpha Sierra Hotel Victor India, double L as in Lima, E as in Echo. Is that correct? Thank you so much, sir.
And the number attached to my policy is 615.
615. 615. Thank you, sir.
555.
555. Appreciate.
9876.
9876. Thank you very much for your telephone number, sir. Okay. So now we got the customer's transactional information. Now let's listen again for keywords and the reason of this call. Let's hear it again.
Howdy, this is Randy Cooper. I've been wrestling with my health insurance claims and there's a charge that's got me in a bind. I'm dead certain I didn't go to that specialist they're billing me for. My money's sneaking away and it's not sitting right with me. Can we figure this out together? I'm concerned about the integrity of my coverage and I can't fathom how this mix-up happened. That's Randy. R-A-N-D-Y, and Cooper is C-O-O-P-E-R. My policy ID is 5647-3982-1056-2279. The address on my policy is 633 Birch Lane, Nashville, Tennessee, zip code 37210. Birch is B-I-R-C-H. Let me spell out Nashville. It's N-A-S-H-V-I-L-L-E. And the number attached to my policy is 615-555-9876. Hit me up if you need more details.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So the majority was just the information that he provided. But as far as keywords, definitely has to be what? Health insurance.
Health insurance claims.
That's correct. And there's a
charge.
Mm-hmm.
Billy?
That's right. Billing. You got it. Good work, guys. Those are the keywords. So let's put
And coverage.
Coverage. His coverage. Yeah, why not? This his health insurance. This wouldn't be the cell phone coverage. This would be his policy coverage, right? What the policy covers. So as far as the keywords go, we have health insurance claim. We have charge, billing, and coverage. Okay. And from the keywords, we can deduce what the reason of the call is. Okay. So we could say in a statement, guys, simple words, how can we explain what's going on with this customer? In a statement. In simple words. We could say what? Customer, what is he calling about?
Customer wants to know
wants to know
about the charges in your billing.
On the charges of his bill? About the charges on his bill? On his bill or billing? Okay. For his we could say for his
your,
for his billing. For his billing.
For his billing.
And
about the health insurance.
About his health insurance coverage. There you go. You got it. About his health insurance coverage. Wonderful. Good work. There you go. So that would be the keywords and the reason of the call. Are we good? Everybody good? We're on the same page here?
It's good.
All right. Perfect. Now, let's discuss some of the vocabulary. Okay, let's start. I'm sure you're curious to know some of the meanings of some of these expressions. So howdy, we know that howdy simply means hi. In a southern colloquialism, hi, howdy. This is Randy Cooper. I've been wrestling with my health insurance claim. When you wrestle with something. Right. Let's put a little note here for vocabulary. When you wrestle, right, with something, this means that you're having a difficult time. It's complicated. You understand? If you wrestle with something, you are having a difficult time or complicated. You're having a difficult time. Wrestle, of course, we're all familiar with wrestling, right? The sport, physical contact. So wrestling includes fighting between individuals. But here, what he means is he's using figurative language. It's a figurative expression. It's not really like that he's fighting. Like he's what he's saying is, I've been fighting. I've been having a difficult time. That's what he's saying. I'm wrestling with my health insurance. So you can say, I'm wrestling with my credit card payment every month, or I'm wrestling with my fiance's use of the car, for example. I'm having a hard time, difficult, or I'm fighting about this situation. Okay. And there's a charge that's got me in a bind. This is an old fashioned expression. When you are in a bind, it means that you are in a bad situation, complicated situation, in a bind. A bind comes from the verb to tie something up, B-I-N-D. So if you are in a bind, right, in a bind, you are in a difficult situation. Okay, so you're like tied. When you bind somebody is to tie. When you bind something, is to tie something. So if you're in a bind, it means you can't do anything about it. You can't free yourself from it. So it's like a difficult, frustrating situation. Could be for him, right? Okay. So my money's sneaking away and it's not sitting right with me. Here, the verb sneak S-N-E-A-K, sneaking away, means to slowly walk away from something or someone. So if you sneak, it can also mean to very, very slowly, very mysteriously, right? Quietly, you know, move the way that you move. So if you're sneaking away, right? What it means is you quietly, right? You quietly move from something, okay? Usually to avoid detection. To avoid detection, you know? So I remember that when my dad didn't want me to go out with my girlfriend when I was a teen, I would sneak away, you know, without him noticing. I would, you know, I would get out of the house, right, without detection. So quietly, I would open the door without any noise, without causing detection, and close it back. And I sneaked away. Nobody detected, you know, so that is to sneak away. In the terms of the customer, what he's saying is that his money is mysteriously, without detection, escaping him or leaving him. The customer continues to say, it's not sitting right with me. When something is not sitting right with me, with you, it means that you do not see it well. You don't agree with it. So sitting right with me. So if something isn't sitting right with you, right, you are not, you don't agree. You don't agree, right? You are in a disagreement. We would say, right? You're in a disagreement, right? Or you don't accept it. It's unacceptable, right? If something is not sitting right with you, that means you don't accept it. You reject it. Right? That's not sitting right with me, right? So my dad told me, hey, you sneaking away with your girlfriend, it's not sitting right with me. I don't accept it. I don't see it right. You know, it's not sitting right with me. Next, the customer continues with the question, can we figure this out, right, together? So here he's using the phrasal verb figure out, right? We're quite familiar with what is to figure out something. To figure out, this phrasal verb means to understand, to know, right? To understand something, to know the cause of something. Right? So in this sense, the customer wants to understand why is his money disappearing or sneaking away. I'm concerned about the integrity of my coverage. So the integrity is how respectable something or trustworthy something is, right? So you could say like a man that is always does the correct thing, right, takes good decisions, he has integrity, he keeps his word, he says what he does, so that's integrity. And here coverage, the term coverage, he means the range that the policy can cover, or the different scenarios or situations that the policy can cover. Coverage from cover, this comes from cover, coverage. In a cell phone company, it's how much the signal strength can cover in an area. That's coverage. Then he continues by saying this very interesting phrase, and I can't fathom how this mix-up happened. So the verb fathom, F-A-T-H-O-M, very, very, very cool word here. Still used a lot. It's not that old-fashioned. Fathom is another way of saying understand or comprehend. Okay. So you could say, you know, A good empathy, a good empathy statement would be, Mr. Customer, I can't fathom how difficult this is for you. Right? They give you an example. I'll just give you an example here. I can't fathom, right, how difficult this must be for you. Oh, I just gave you a good one. So here, fathom can also mean comprehend, understand, or even imagine. Right? It's like saying, oh, I can't imagine. I can't think. I can't think how difficult this is for you. Right? Fathom. This is advanced vocabulary that you can use there. Right? I fathom. You can say, I think. Right? Look, I fathom. I fathom this is a good deal, for example. Right? I fathom. I think. I think. I imagine. That's what we're saying here. Fathom. So if you can't fathom something, that means you can't even imagine. How this mix up is this confusion, a mix up. There was a confusion in the delivery. A mix up is just confusion, right? Some kind of confusion, double S. So there was a mix up. So we say, oh, Mr. Customer, I'm sorry. There was a mix up in the order, right? Some kind of confusion in the steps, right? A mix up. You can't understand that. And let me spell it out. And he continues, the number attached to my policy. This is a good one. The number attached to my policy, or the number associated. The number associated, right? Or related, or you could say linked as well. Linked or associated to my policy. The number attached. The telephone number attached to your account. The credit card number attached to your purchase. Attached to. It's a good one. It's a good one. Let's put that one there in the list. I think it's a good takeaway for all my call center friends here. Attached to, linked, right? You could say linked, right? Or associated. Associated. So I could say, for instance, the credit card number attached to your purchase, or the telephone number attached to your plan. Okay. Good uses there. And he finally finishes the interaction by saying, hit me up if you need more details. I love to use this one. I use this one a lot. Yo, hit me up. Hit me up. You got a moment there? Hit me up. Can we talk? No? Okay, hit me up in a minute. I'm busy. Yeah. Hit me up. What it means is call me. It's just a colloquialism for call me. Hit me up. Call me. Okay. Hey, you ever need anything? Anything at all? Hit me up. Right? You ever need anything? Hit me up. That means give me a call. Contact me. Send me a message. Anything you want, hit me up. Or can you hit me up later? Call me later. Hit me up. Call me later. Okay, so there's the vocab. Now we got the full vocab. So what he says here is, call me. Call me if you need more details. All right, or let me know. Okay, guys, so there's the vocabulary. Now let's conclude by listening to the customer with everything explained. Let's listen.
Howdy, this is Randy Cooper. I've been wrestling with my health insurance claims, and there's a charge that's got me in a bind. I'm dead certain I didn't go to that specialist they're billing me for. My money's sneaking away, and it's not sitting right with me. Can we figure this out together? I'm concerned about the integrity of my coverage, and I can't fathom how this mix-up happened. That's Randy, Randy, and Cooper is COOPER. My policy ID is 5647-3982-1056-2279. The address on my policy is 633 Birch Lane, Nashville, Tennessee, zip code 37210. Birch is B-I-R-C-H. Let me spell out Nashville. It's N-A-S-H-V-I-L-L-E. And the number attached to my policy is 615-555-9876. Hit me up if you need more details.
Okay, there you go. That's the full activity. Awesome. All right. Okay, guys, so let's just recap the vocabulary that we learned from this activity. We learned about the expression to wrestle with someone. It means to, it could be to fight or to have a difficult time. If you wrestle with something, you're having a difficult time dealing with it. The phrase or the expression in a bind, if you are in a bind, it means that you are in a difficult situation or complicated. Sneaking away. From the verb sneak, is to quietly move in order to avoid detection, slowly, like without making noise or being too conspicuous, you know. The expression sitting right with me is if something isn't sitting right with you, you are in disagreement or you don't approve it, right? It's not sitting right with me that you know, they're giving us more work this week, for example. It's not sitting right with me, for example. Next, we have the expression, the phrasal verb figure out, which is to understand, comprehend, try to understand something. Right? Let's figure it out. Can you help me figure this out? Can you help me understand this? Can you help me figure out the charges on my bill? Help me figure this out. Don't worry, Mr. Customer. I can help you figure it out. Okay. This is the cool one. Fathom. Fathom. Fathom means to understand, to comprehend, to imagine, or to think of something. So here, example, I can't fathom how difficult this must be, or I can't imagine, I can't think about it, I can't understand. I fathom this is a good deal. It means I think or I believe this is a good deal. Next, the phrasal verb mix up means confusion, like it got confused. There was a mix up in our order. And this is a good one that everybody can use on their calls here, which is attached to, which means linked or associated. So the customer's credit card is attached, or the credit card attached to your purchase is. That means the credit card number linked or associated. Mr. Customer, may I have the telephone number attached to your account? Hit me up. Hit me up. That means give me a call, but in a very cool way. Yeah, I love to say that. Hey, hit me up, guys. Anytime you need anything, hit me up. Call me. All right, guys. So there's the vocab. How do you see it? How do you see it? Hope you liked it and learned a lot.
Yes, coach.
Pretty cool, huh?